And what are some other things that are made out of cornmeal?
Well, it's mush. Well, cornmeal is used in several things in cooking. They used to, at home, they would make liver when we'd kill a hog. Why, they'd cook the liver and make liver mush. Now, I don't know how it was made, only they thickened this with meal some way. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it was done.
Okay. What about something that's made with cornmeal that's made in a little ball and you drop it in deep fat and eat these things with fish?
That's muffins.
Okay.
Corn muffins.
Now what about something that's made with cornmeal and it's boiled with a ham hock or put in turnip greens? I don't know if that's prepared this way in Jasper. Have you ever had cornmeal dumplings?
No, ma'am.
All right. What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire?
Pancakes. Wheat. Ash cakes.
Okay. And let's see, what do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? Would that be the mush?
That'd be mush.
All right. What do you call bread that's made in loaves out of white flour?
That's loaf bread.
What do you call a round, flat pastry that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder?
Muffin.
Okay. Now, what about pastry that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle and it's puffy and it's made with yeast, I think, and you get them at the bakery and they have sugar on them.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I can't think of the name of that.
Okay. Well, when you can't think of it, I'll skip over it and then we can come back to it later. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with flour and cooked on a grease skillet and eaten with syrup? What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
That's tenderloin.
What do you call pressed meatloaf made from hog joel and hog's head and things like that?
Pressed meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
In a cherry.
The hard thing in the middle of a cherry.
That's a seed.
All right. How about the same thing if it's in a peach?
It's a seed.
And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
A plum peach.
Okay. And what about a peach whose meat easily separates from the seed?
That's a clear seed.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Well, we always call them green beans.
All right. What are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
Okay. What's a big bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth?
A laundry bag.
Well, now, let's see. How about something that, maybe 100 pounds of potatoes or 100 pounds of chicken feed might have come in some years ago. Very loosely woven.
Sacks.
All right. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
That's turnip greens or beets. I don't think that beet tops could be eaten, could they?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I've never had them, I know.
I know, I never had. I never know that anybody
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Frozen egg.
What do you call the little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Ground squirrel.